The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Leopold camp now, where we're lucky enough to be joined by the coach of the Leopold Footy Club in his first season in charge. Takes them from three wins and into a grand final. Gary Hocking, and he's standing alongside our own Jane Birch.
Well, Buddha, the feeling after last week's game was electric in the rooms, securing a spot in the preliminary final and amongst your supporter group. During the week, can you give us a bit of an insight into the vibe out there at Leopold on the training track and also, you know, your Thursday night meal, what the buzz has been around, and have you had to put a lid on things a little bit just to keep the players focused?
No, thanks for having me. Took a little bit of while to process the win and to understand and appreciate that we were getting another week, and particularly, you know, the last day to be in the grand final was something that was on the map at the start of the year. But again, you know, you set the compass and then you've got to go northeast or north or south or southwest. Like, it takes all different directions to be able to get there. And we're finally here. But the week's just been about being normal. We didn't get to train here. We just wanted to keep things normal. We had a really light night Tuesday night. Thursday we got going a little bit. Did some stuff that we need to obviously, you know, get right in the game. And did a couple of things that we feel like we can take away from them. And then, yeah, great meal, couple of hundred people in there. The one of the things when I was told when I took over, if we could get to this, you know, time in the year, a lot of the Leopold people would certainly be there for us. And it looks like today it's going to be a good crowd and there's plenty of green and gold.
And one thing I've been really impressed about, I've watched you for the last few weeks, obviously, and I came out to your three-quarter time huddle last week. You obviously gave them a bit of a motivational spiel, but you also gave them some direction as to when the game was there to be won, to go for it, switch channels. You're going to have to play that attacking side of the ground when it required that. And I thought your players executed it perfectly from the sidelines. I could see exactly when they were making those decisions. It must give you a lot of confidence going into a game like today to have that trust. They've obviously got a lot of trust in you and that rapport with the players that they can follow instructions and do things on the big stage when it matters.
Yeah, I mean, winning, I guess, through the years has helped that. You know, like, start to win a few games and then they start to understand that's the sort of style of play that you need to play, and then they get belief and confidence out of that. And last week was just a three-quarter time when the game's in the balance like that, you've got to give him ways to win. And then if the opposition's getting a little bit of, you know, they get hold of you for a little bit, then you've got to say to the players, well, just be careful of this. And then I quoted the words of the song, you know, we're always fight for victory and we'll always see it through. So they're just little things that you use as coaches, as a coach, to be able to just try and steer the players and get what you want in that last quarter. And we're able to, you know, just will ourselves over the line. And look, could have been Newtown another second. You could have been talking to Damien McMahon rather than me today. So just very fortunate. Take all the day in and hopefully we play well and play our way. And I'm sure they'll be playing their way and it'll be a great game of footy, hopefully.
Buddha, thanks for joining us. You've made a change. When did you decide that you'd go with Rob Mayborn over James Edmonds?
Thursday night, Kingy. We just looked at Rob and his flexibility versus Jimmy. So very disappointing for Jimmy to miss out. He did obviously come in for Rob a couple of weeks ago when we needed some sort of speed up forward. We think we've already got that. And then Rob can play a multitude of positions. He can play wing, go inside. He can play ruck. He can play back. He can play forward. So it's just a lot more flexible for us and something that we may need today.
How much of a factor is the St Albans ground in your thinking with Mayborn over Edmonds as well? And you talk about that flexibility, but he's very mobile. He can cover the ground well.
Yeah, like, he can play out the wing and cover, you know, different types, smalls and talls that they've got through the wing. We don't think Marcus is going to run through the midfield all day, so it's an opportunity for that bigger body to go inside. As well, we've got Tate there too, if we need to, you know, just sort of get a bit more combative around the footy. So, yeah, his flexibility, plus, you know, his ability to be able to run up and down the wing. It's a bit like McMahon for them, you know, who plays that sort of style on one side of the wing for a while, gets back to defend, gets forward, you know, to assist in the scoring chain. So they might be opposed to themselves at some point, and it'll be a really good battle.
When did you make the final call on Marcus Thompson and his fitness?
I just gave the captain as much time as he needed, really, Kingy. You know, it could have been, you know, like 5 minutes before you put the team sheet in, really. He ticked off yesterday that he was right to go. He's had a really good week. And, yeah, he's almost like any player at this point in this game would be a, sort of that 90, 95%. There'd be a few boys carrying bits and pieces for us, and there's a few boys probably carrying the same thing for them. So he's ticked it off. We know how loyal he is and how honest he is, and he's fine, ready to go.
Pressure in finals, Buddha, and also goal-scoring pressure is important. Yep. And so if you can start well, obviously the Breeze today going to the southern end. So we've seen a lot of games, especially finals, where, you know, if you can put the scoreboard pressure on early, it does make an impact as well. So, you know, how are you going to structure that if you're going against the Breeze? You know, what's the deal there if you're going to go? Have you spoken about the actual ground conditions?
Yeah, you obviously talk to the players about, you know, if we start with it, what's the setup like? Let's get going early. Let's put some scoreboard pressure on. But yeah, I mean, we do have plan B and plan C, plan D. You know, if you don't win the toss, it's not the end of the day. You get an opportunity. You know, you just got to try and limit the damage, really. You know, that might be just playing 6-6-6. It might play 6-6-5. You know, it might be all different things, you know, and forwards have to come up a little bit more and compete down the line. Yeah, you just want to try and limit their scoring, and then when you get your opportunity, then hopefully you get some really good looks.
Marcus is 100% fit, or 90% fit, so yeah. He's going to play on the ball, start on the ball with John.
He'll start inside. We'll put our best players inside versus their best, and we'll see how we go.
Okay.
We're speaking with Leopold coach Gary Hocking, HMC Flooring on K-Rock Football. Here's Matt Kershaw.
Buddha, obviously conditions are really tough out there at the moment with the Breeze and probably some impending rain. With your ball movement, particularly with the Breeze, how important is it that you obviously don't dump kick your ball movement and obviously lower your eyes going into your forward half, considering some areas may, you know, play with a plus one or, you know, have some really good defensive shape?
Yeah, no, good question. If you look at the ground, you know, there's probably about, 15, 20 metres between the arc and the back edge of the square or forward edge of the square, depends what you're looking at. So, we've talked about shallow entry and how, at, you know, the bigger grounds, it's very difficult to be able to defend, you know, like a shallow inside forward 50. So we certainly probably look to lower our eyes if we can. We've got big targets forward of the ball. We've got good players at ground level that can mop stuff up. And if we don't get it, we've got good pressure type players to be able to try and win the ball back as well. So the entry will be important. It won't be sort of the amount of entries, but it'll be how efficient you are. I guess that's like in any game, you want to be fairly efficient, but you just got to recognise where you are on the ground and then have a thought in the back of your mind, where will this ball end up if I kick it now? You know what I mean? Or is there a little extra handball that I can get, a little lateral kick back in the corridor can I take, which allows us to sort of get a little bit closer to our goal.
Do you think playing in the conditions that you did last week, because it was windy last week at North Shore.
We've had a few windy games probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's been a windy month, isn't it?
What?
It feels like Chicago, the windiest place on the earth.
Well, there was a lot of stoppages, particularly in the last 5 minutes of the game last week. Do you think that, you know, the amount of stoppages you had last week, it's going to be a bit of an advantage today because you had so many of them last week and there's going to be a lot today, that your midfield's sort of probably knowing in the last 7 days what's going to happen?
Yeah, I think we've looked at, you know, like we just want to see our three phases of our game sort of humming, really. And I guess we've got some really good revs in regards to our engine at the moment. They haven't played for a little while. They've got to fire the engine up and get going. We feel like, you know, we're humming at the moment. Our defence is pretty strong. Our stoppage stuff, as you mentioned, Kirsch, has been pretty good. We do lose some, but it's not off the back of not trying. You know, just the opposition have their chance as well. So we are a bit of a ball movement team, but we also are what we call a broken play team. We don't mind going to stoppage because it brings our quality players and our type of players back into the game a bit. So we can handle a chaos game, but we can also handle, you know, like the broken footy stoppage type scenario as well.
What theme are you running with today, Buddha?
I got a vampire outfit and had the teeth in and they couldn't hear me talk because the teeth didn't fit in. But obviously a vampire paralyses people, sucks the life out of them, you know, sucks their spirit out, and in the end sucks the blood out of them and goes for the throat. So hopefully at some point we can manage that. So I've got to get that back by Monday though. that outfit
to the costume shop.
And I slept in the wardrobe overnight. So,
upside down. Yeah.
That was difficult.
I've done that a few Saturday nights as well.
And I couldn't do it in the dark because they had sensors lights on, so they wouldn't go off. So I didn't
that's
work
gold.
Out.
Oh, that's gold. Where does this sit for you in terms of you're an Australian Football Hall of Fame member, and your career was wonderful. We know that, but to do this in your first year, what does this mean to you to be able to do this?
I'd rather just get through today and just be there for the players and see if we can bring some silverware home. 2016 was the last time we've had a couple of looks, between 16 and now. So I guess my role is just to focus on today, not try and sort of look too far ahead and that sort of thing. But yeah, it's been a great year. We've had a lot of fun. It's taken everybody, and again today will take. We've had the theme of we, not me, and it's taken everybody, like our coaches, our trainers, our committee led by Richard Hockley, has been outstanding all the way through the year. I've just felt like I've been supported, and hopefully there's an opportunity under good feelings in a few hours' time that we can sort of sit back and reflect on what we've achieved, Kingy.
Yep. Steve Clark, Otis, he, of course, the Premiership coach in 2016. Yes. Went back to Queenscliff, his home club in the Ballerine, but Leopold's as much home for him in the GFL as well. What's he been like for you as a confidant and as somebody to bounce off?
Yeah, exactly that. He's just been enormous. He runs a business too, but he just loves his footy and he's trying to build homes and he's a very good builder, Clark Holmes. But so he's just tried to balance that, and we've had Billy, his young boy as well, who's been in around the great Mark Neal, walks into the box.
But not for the first time today.
He's been awesome because he's been there, Kingy. So this is sort of my first go at it. But all year I've sort of just leaned on him to, hey, what do you reckon here? What do you think about this? He knows what it takes to get the job done, and I've been very fortunate to have someone like him and the rest of our coaches support me so strongly.
Neildy's here. I might get Neildy to ask the last question. Neildy, ask what would you ask of Buddha heading into the grand final?
Have you enjoyed the week, Buddha?
Yeah, I have. It's been great. I've just taken it a day at a time, and I've obviously tried to stay normal myself and not overplan. I think that's been probably the big thing. It's just, like I said, I've had a couple of themes during the year, but the one theme I've really loved out of the whole year is watching our players play the way that we need to play. And I reckon last week we played the way that Newtown wanted us to play a little bit. We were a bit frightened with the ball at times, so we just got to play our way. I think that's the theme I'm looking forward to most of those, see them bring their stuff.
Put up. You've been a great supporter of ours this year, and we really appreciate that. We wish you the very best of luck this afternoon, and win or lose, we'll be talking to you post-game. But for your sake,
thank you.
Hopefully a premiership cup and a medal around your neck. Good luck.
Thanks.
Gary Hocking joining us here. Great to have Buddha join us in the K-Rock box. He's been a revelation for not only Leopold, but also for the GFL this year, and he's been a great supporter of ours, and we really appreciate him taking the time for HMC Flooring.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.